right there. It's a big showbiz for my guest in the studio today, who I have met a few times. She's called Lee Luscious. How are you, my love?
I'm good, thank you. I'll try not to shout.
Looking beautiful. I love your hair, by the way,
I must say.
It's lovely. You've got it shut. Even though you can't see it, if you're on the webcam, you can. Or the www.phoenixfm.com, you'll be able to see her beautiful hair. But it's all shaved around one side.
It is shaved. I do it myself.
Did you get scared when you first did it?
The first time I had it done, at the hairdresser.
Yeah.
So it was still a bit scary, but it's more now when I keep doing it, you know. Like, every time I cut it, it goes back a bit further and a bit further. So eventually, I'm just going to be bald.
Well, there is that. That'd be something to look forward to. Right now, if you want to find out more about Lee, you can go to the website, leeluscious.com. Also, leeluscious1 on Twitter. Now, first of all, we start off with the music, because we've been listening to 3 years' songs. Whereabouts are you from, and when did you start playing the guitar?
Yeah, I'm from Dagenham, and I started playing the guitar when I was about... I think I was about 15, 14, something like that. Oh, that's a bit better. Yeah, I was about 14 or 15 when I first started playing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm from Dagenham in Essex, just up the road.
I went to school in Dagenham.
Did you?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's a nice area, Dagenham.
It's nice and friendly. It is actually nice and friendly.
It is. It's full of really nice people, and you can't beat Dagenham Heathway.
Oh, right, yeah. So I was slightly over a little bit.
That's where I got my bus from today.
Oh, is it?
Dagenham Heathway, yeah.
And what's it like coming into Brentwood?
It was really easy, apart from I left my bag on the train accidentally. And this man was just... Well, I had my headphones on and he was trying to tell me, but I thought he was waving at me, so I was waving at him.
Was he nice looking, though, or not?
It weren't bad, actually. I started following him for a little while. And I thought, no, he's freaking him out, so I stopped.
poor man. When you write songs, how do you go about it? And I also ask musicians this. Do you write good songs when you're in a bad mood, a sad mood, or a happy mood? And how do you go about them? Do you write the lyrics first? Do you write the chords? How do you go about it?
I don't write good songs. No, I'm joking. it depends. Like, most of my songs I write when I'm fed up.
Yeah.
To watch that, I don't swear now. But I also write a lot of songs when I'm happy as well. And it usually starts with the words, but there's been times when I've just wrote, like, I've done guitar chords and then I've added the words in after. So I think most people, it just depends, you know. Mm. You write all different ways. There's no really set way.
Yeah.
Words sort of come to me all the time. I mean, I could just be on the train, out running is another time, and I get a lot of words. And even when I'm asleep, one of my songs, The Look, I wrote the verses in my sleep. Oh, that sounds a bit weird.
Yeah.
Like, some people write sleepwalk, but I sleep right for some reason.
Now, we've got 3 songs from you today, and the first one you're going to be doing is Never Had Your Heart Broken.
It is.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, this song is about... like a lot of my songs, when you like someone and they don't like you back.
Why is that? Why can't you, literally, seriously, why can't just somebody just like you and then go out with you? I don't understand, Lee. This is a problem I have as well.
Why can't we just like someone that just likes us?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not somebody like us that we find really repulsive as well.
Yeah, we don't really want to like someone that is just totally repulsive and really mean and horrible.
It is. It's always the ones that you go, I really like them and I'm not interested.
Yeah.
It's like...
But this song is called If You've Never Had Your Heart Broken. I'm going to be putting this out on iTunes at Christmas. I'm thinking of doing like a Christmas video with me and Santa.
Oh.
Sitting on Santa's lap.
Well, we all need a bit of that Christmas. Right, here is Lee Luscious live in the studio with Never Had Your Heart Broken.
This song's called Never Had Your Heart Broken. If you want, you can actually join in your cars or at work or wherever you are. You won't know this song because this is Lee Luscious and you've never heard her music before, but there's a bit at the start that goes like this, there's a bit in the middle, and there's a bit at the end, and it goes like this. Na, 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 na. If you've never had your heart broken, you won't understand me. If you've never had your dreams stolen, you won't understand me. Sign. You're fit and you look so fine. Never had your heart broken. My heart beats faster when you walk by. I wanna hold you and show you why. If you're lucky, then I just might show you how and I won't bite. If you've never had your heart broken, you won't understand me. Never had your heart broken. If you've never had your heart, never had your heart broken. Ready? Na 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 na. Just might. If I do, don't put up a fight. 'Cause I can make you feel alright. If you've never had your heart broken, you won't understand me. If you've never had your dreams stolen, you won't understand me. If you've never had your heart, never had your heart broken. If you've never had your heart, never had your heart broken. Na 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 na.
And I didn't get the giggles. Well, only a little bit.
That is brilliant. That was Lee Luscious there with If You've Never Had Your Heart Broken. No, it doesn't. It's good. It's a nice little, just a short little tune. A short little tune, isn't
it? Is it?
Yeah.
It's not like forever to me.
No. Right, Lee, asking you, I talked about your songs. Yeah. What would you say your style of music is?
Weird. It's sort of pop, really. But a lot of people say it's got a bit of a punk edge to it. I've been compared to Lily Allen. Rylan Clark said that I was like a naughty Lily Allen.
Oh. Can there be
or a rude Lucy Spraggan.
So what sort of music did you grow up listening to? Have you grown up listening to sort of like a great sort of mix of music or?
All sorts of music, really. I used to like Take That. I mean, I love Eminem. Eminem's my hero. Lady Gaga. I also used to listen to reggae a lot. All sorts of music, really. I love Motown as well. Smokey Robinson. So I love stuff like that. My mum used to play stuff like that as well. Hello, Mum, if you're listening, out in Devon.
She's in Devon.
Hope you're having a lovely holiday, and Auntie Sarah and Max.
Oh, cream tea, that's what you need, isn't it? Cream tea, scone and jam and all that sort of, that's what I think about holidays too.
I'm sure they're eating that right now.
No, we're going to be talking about Jed Wood and Rylan in a little while. I was saying, you never seem to be, whenever I've met you, and I've only met you a few times, but whenever I've seen you in sort of like the corner, out the corner of my eye, you always seem to be in a good mood. Are you ever in a bad mood? Because you always seem to be like, hi, hello.
I don't know, I'm always a bit hyper. Yeah, I don't know, I think I'm just a bit of a cheerful person, really. I think I must be quite annoying, to be honest. I know a lot of my friends, when they come and stay, after a while, they're like, I'm going home now. Can't do it. I'm the same all the way through. I mean, I wake up, I'm like, what did you do? You know, and even till 2 in the morning. I've got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's a bit annoying. Happy. That's why I go and run a lot. Try and run it off.
What is it? How many miles do you do a day? What are you doing when you run?
Well, at one stage, I'm not even joking, I was doing 12 miles a day. I didn't mean to. I worked out the mileage wrong.
I've never heard that before. I didn't mean
to. Well, I was training for a marathon, or a half marathon. Yeah. Turned out I could have done a marathon. And then I worked it out wrong. And then someone said to me, "You're running 12 miles a day." I went, "Oh, I thought I was a bit tired." So now it's more about 6 miles every other day because it's just hard trying to fit it in. But I always run at least twice a week, sometimes three times.
And does it clear your head? Just gets you sort of...
Clears my head. You don't even realise you're angry and annoyed about things until you're out running.
Yeah.
Or if you're sort of worried about something or excited about something. And as soon as you start running, it all just, it's like a big cloud just goes away. You know? It's brilliant. And as I'm running, I always think of people that have annoyed me. And I, like, it's as if I'm running past them. And in my head, I just wave to them. Go, see you later.
Well, that's nice and relaxed. I can think of many things I might do as I went past. Somebody annoyed me, waving at them wouldn't be one of them. But never mind.
I'm attached. I've got my guitar attached at the moment and I can't let it off.
That's all right. Now, the next one we've got...
Get attached to something.
The next one we've got is Attitude. Tell us about the song. This is one of your recordings. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this song is... Basically, it is about having an attitude. But it's also, again, it's about when you like somebody.
They don't like you back.
There's a bit of a pattern here. Yeah. But this one's a bit of a, it's a sort of a strong, it's like a message to people that are in this situation.
You were going to say a certain person.
Yeah, I was. But I thought, no, I forgot them. I'm on the radio. I won't mention any names because I'm on the radio. Yes. To remind myself, I'm on the radio, Lee. No, this one, it sort of ends with a bit of power. It's like you sort of feel like at the end, that person, they then start to sort of show you an interest and you're like, see you later, you missed your chance, sort of thing.
So
it's a bit attitude-y at the end. So it starts all, you know, oh, I really like you and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And then it ends up with like, oh, well, never mind, I've found something else to do with my time now.
Excellent. So, here is Lee Lushes with Attitude.
If you're looking for some action, I will give you a reaction now. If you're looking for direction, I will give you somehow. I want a piece of you that I can keep. I'm going places where you won't be.
That is Lee Luscious there with Attitude. We'll be back with another song from Lee coming up in the next couple of minutes. Just got to do quick ads and some travel for you, and then we'll be back with more from Lee Luscious. Is Lee Luscious, all the W's LeeLuscious.com or LeeLuscious1 at Twitter. I've been talking about her music now. We've heard two songs from you.
Yeah.
What is all this with Like Jedward? Because I look on your Twitter page and you know, are they your brothers or something?
Yeah, they're my brothers.
A brother from a different mother.
With them. Yeah.
When did you meet them?
Before we got onto Jedward, yeah. Which is very important, Jedward, yes. But I forgot to say as well that song that we played, Attitude, is out on iTunes on September the 23rd. Just thought I better get that in there. And also, these songs were recorded at Harbour Studios in Battlesbridge, which is a great studios if anyone's needing some stuff recorded.
It's a lovely place. It is, there to record,
and it's set
lovely,
in a really nice
yeah.
area as well.
All so antiques and a little bridge and all that. It's nice around there.
It is. It's brilliant. And also, I want a quick shout out to Jay Foley, who is listening at the moment.
Let me see if he's. I can tell you what he's looking at. Is Jay Foley? He's put his hands in the air.
Yay!
That's it, yeah, he's and he kind of smiling, but like, yeah, he's smiling. Give us a bigger smile than that. Oh, he's going, woo, woo, woo. There we go. He looks more interesting.
Whoop, did you?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Jedward.
Back to Jedward. Tell us, what is about Jedward? What is it?
Oh, I just love them. I started watching them when they was on The X Factor.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with them. I thought they were brilliant. And I just wanted to meet them. So I started stalking them.
Probably not the best thing to do if you're out there thinking, I want to meet somebody famous, no. What do I do? Stalk them.
No, it's not real stalking. It's not like arresting yeah. type stalking. It's nice stalking.
It's they not, don't open the cupboard and you're like, hello.
No, it's not hiding under their bed type stalking.
No.
It's more, you know, it's still quite severe. They would call it dedicated and so would I.
Mm.
But basically, it's like, say they're coming into Heathrow yeah. from Ireland. We would know about it because we all keep in touch on Twitter.
Yeah.
So the Irish fans message us and they say twins have just got on a flight to Heathrow
yeah.
and then we all just charge to Heathrow and then we meet them at the airport mm. with party poppers and stuff.
That's
and
like, nice. That's a nice thing though, isn't it? It's nice.
I like to think yeah. so, and I think they do too really, but at first it used to really shock them because they were like, how are you doing this? Mm. And then we wound them up once, said that we'd put trackers on them.
And they were both crying. Well, I was just joking.
Well, I think they one of them, I think, I won't say which one, but one of them did believe it for a little while, but then I think they realised we was winding them up. Although if there was such a thing, we would have found it and put it on them, to be honest.
Right, but lastly, onto the website, which is, what's the website?
What, my website? Yep. Oh, sorry. it's LeeLuscious.com.
Yep, and on Twitter?
And Twitter is at LeeLuscious1, number one, but it's probably better if you're over 18 if you go on there.
Right, okay.
And a bit naughty.
A little bit naughty. And also, we've had radio edits because some of you are excited, a little bit risque. But
yeah,
not for daytime radio, but it doesn't matter.
I had
that's
a
fine.
Bit of a scary moment there where I was worried that I gave you the wrong version.
No, but it did get out of the right place. Tell us all about Ryland, because you know Ryland quite well as well, don't
yeah.
you, from X Factor too. Everyone in Essex knows Ryland.
Yeah, Ryland is just the loveliest person you'll ever meet. I've been meeting him now for like 2 years.
Mm.
I've only known him for 2 years, but he never changes, you know. He's just so down to earth. He's got time for everyone. He always stops, like if I turn up at ITV or somewhere to see him, he's like, all right Lush, I'll be out in a minute for a fag, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just such a nice guy, and he's like the same as with Jedward. He's been really supportive with my music and that, you know, so that's really nice. He always, like the other day I saw him, he said, I've got your disc in my car. So well, that's good. Poor you.
Don't say that. Now, iTunes, you've got tunes out on iTunes. If you look up Lee Luscious, you'll be able to get your tunes off iTunes. And